beginning of Perek Dalet, the Derech Knias Hazehirus, how a person acquires, assimilates, makes part of his personality a meticulous care about mitzvahs. We describe what the two things that we have to do to reach that are. One is to understand and define clearly what's correct and what's incorrect, and then to measure ourselves against that bar. But how we reach that point, that we've assimilated those two ideas. There are overall what's most necessary to bring a person to Zahirus, Sulimat HaTorah, is the learning of Torah. Right? The entire Sefer is based on a brace of a Pinchas, which begins Torah Mevi'a L'Dei Zahirus. Torah brings to Zahirus, Limud HaTorah. Now he's going to go into more specific aspects of what a person has to do, what aspects of Torah will bring a person to a greater recognition of our responsibilities in this world. Step number one is Torah. And he does not spend much time speaking about Torah in this volume. Other places in the Derech Eitz Chaim, he speaks at length about what the Maila, how great Torah is. In the, this is the narrative form of the Mesilas Yesharim. We have also, he wrote it two times. The first wrote it, he also wrote it as a dialogue between a learned Baal Musar and a super Goyim that was not a Baal Musar. And in that version, when he talks about Torah, he's a little bit more at length, a little bit more. And he writes the following, that there's no milah that a person could come to. A person will not advance in the service of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam unless it stems from Talmud Torah. Meaning to say the following, you buy a car for $100,000, like a Jaguar, maybe something more expensive. Yeah, $250,000 on Lamborghini. They deliver it and they put it in your driveway. As you're looking forward to this moment, you take the keys, you get in, you turn the keys. It's dead. Nothing happened. Not a sound. Nothing. The engine doesn't turn over. Doesn't move. So then all of a sudden you look at the gas gauge. They forgot. They didn't fill up the tank. There's no gas in the tank. You have this enormous machine with tremendous potential. You get a fortune for it. But there's no gasoline in the tank. It's not going anywhere. And the same is true in life. The Rabbi Shalom has given us, you know, neshama, enormous capabilities to accomplish, to conquer worlds. We turn the key, it doesn't go, nothing happens. Why not? Because the tank is empty. First, we have to fill up the tank with Torah. And that's the fuel. That's what Rav Pinchas says. Torah is made with the use. If you didn't get the Torah, then you know it's the whole machine. You have a phenomenal machine, a neshama that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us. Bechira Chofshis, free will. But it's not going anyplace. Not fueled up. Tank is on empty. Torah is made with the Zahirus. Rabbi Yisrael of Salant writes in this in the Yeras HaMusa. And he said this is true in two different ways. It's generally true about Torah. Means any amount of Torah and any type of Torah that I learn sanctifies the human being. And it doesn't make a difference what portion of the Torah is learned. If I, my obsession is to learn, say, the Torahs. Not relevant is Manazel, unfortunately, to the base of leadership. We will, we're not going to observe it. We will not have the closeness to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, as Rabbeinu Yonah spelled out, as we saw a few weeks ago in Chumash, to merit that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will send us emails when we get out of line. Saras is an email. Rabbeinu Shel Olam doesn't send snail mail, he sends an email. But we're not zeicha to that closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I'm obsessed with learning Tyrus. I want to learn Tyrus. So Rabbi Saul Solange tells me, if I learn Tyrus, then I will be a better Shomer Shabbos. I'll observe Kashrus better. I'll have my Midas, Benod Lechavero, my adherence to not speaking Lashon Hara, and all of these, I'll be a better Jew. Why? Because the tank is full. Kachenu b'mitzvosecha, I filled it up. I sanctified myself with Torah. So I raised my level. My neshama is at a higher level. At this level, it has a greater sensitivity and a greater concern and a greater connection with the HaKadosh Baruch. And therefore, I'll do the mitzvahs at a higher level. So even though I've learned Tyrus, I didn't learn a word now this week about Masechta Shabbos, but I'll observe Shabbos more carefully. Then there is a dimension of Torah that if I want to observe Shmiras HaLoshon better, I want to observe Shabbos better, so I should learn the halachas. And he suggests learning them be'ir, in the greatest depth possible, so that my soul, my neshama, resonates with Kedusha Shabbos. Every time I learn a halacha in Hilchos Shabbos, I know the Tosfos, I know the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, it resonates within my soul. So my neshama is more connected to Shabbos, more sensitive to Shabbos than it was before. And that also brings me to a greater fulfillment of Mitzvah Shabbos. Rabbi Saul says they're both true. There are two dimensions to the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara, there's a spiritual dimension we find in our classical form, and a psychological dimension, meaning a spiritual dimension that the Yetzer Hara is external to man, and a psychological, emotional aspect where it's internal. It's within our own psyche, the Yetzer Hara. He says they're both true. And therefore, we can sanctify ourselves in two different ways. We can sanctify ourselves by learning Torah altogether, raising our level of Kedusha, and that fends off the Yetzer Hara, especially the Yetzer Hara Mibachutz. And if we learn those things which address the issue at hand, so that's certainly the best means of fending off the Yetzer Hara Pnimi, the internal Yetzer Hara. Because I'm addressing within my personality the deficiencies that exist in my relationship to Shabbos. The two different ways that we're mechazek ourselves, from externally and internally. And Torah addresses them in all aspects. Raises the general spirituality that we have, and then we can raise the specific spirituality as it relates to a particular mitzvah, by the study of the Torah in that mitzvah. The Chazon Ish writes that tefillah and Torah are intimately connected with each other. He said, if we don't, are not mispower properly, then our learning is deficient. And if our learning is deficient, then our tefillah will be deficient. There's a connection between those two. There's a connection between the Torah that we learn and the Emunah that we have. As we raise our level of Emunah, the Kedusha Satorah within ourselves is greater. As the Kedusha Satorah by Limud HaTorah becomes greater, the Emunah becomes greater. So that's where our Pinchas B'Nior begins. The task at hand begins with Talmud Torah. So when we say Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, it's not only it's the greatest mitzvah, but it's the driving force of all of them. One of the great Talmidim of Aaron Kopler Zatzara, Chaim Epstein, the greatest Talmidim of Aaron, Zachisi for many, many years, to be very close with him. And he told me once, he said, I learned many aspects of Torah before I came to Aaron. There's Yerushalayim, and there's Midas, and Mitzvahs, etc. But they were bifurcated. There were different parts of the Torah. Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal taught me that the Torah is the driving force of all of them. What makes all of them tick is Talmud Torah. So that's the first thing we can't forget about as we begin the Mesilas Yesharim. The task at hand, the Mesilas Yesharim was not out in writing the Sefer to talk about the greatness of Torah. As I said, there he talks about the Derech Haaretz. In the Mesilas Yesharim, both of the protagonists in the dialogue version of the Netzilas Hashoah, both are committed, entirely committed to Torah. That was not the question between them. The question is that we have to study the Yiras Hashem and Avas Hashem and all of these things that the Netzilas Hashoah writes about. Are they also necessary as a necessary adjunct to Torah? And that's the debate between them. And that's what the whole Sefer of the Netzilas Hashoah is, to bring out that point. So therefore, he didn't write about Torah. He's writing about to a people that are committed to Talmud Torah. They had no doubt about the role of Talmud Torah. The question is that just, does that suffice by itself? Or do we have to add other things to the prescription? And that's what the Sefer of the Netzilas Hashoah was about. But at this point in the Sefer, and that's what he spells out in the dialogue version specifically. And every mile, every time you wish to go forward, it should be fueled, it must be fueled by Talmud Torah. So that's where we have to start. So if you want to be students of the Ramchal has told us we have to start from the beginning of the Braisa of Torah of Avi. We have to make sure that day by day we fulfill our obligation in Talmud Torah. And then we can go on to all the midas, or all the aspects that the Ramchal writes about. The Rebbetzin and I, we want to wish everyone good Shabbos. We look forward soon, Be'ez Hashem, that we'll be back in the Beis Knesset together. And the Rebbe Hashem should grant that this Magei for Pes is something that we look at in the rearview mirror, and not something that will help that we should have to be concerned in the here and now for. Shortly, Be'ez Hashem Yisbar. Kol Chole Yisrael should have a Refuah Shleima, but for certainly those, especially those that are sick with Corona, they should have a Refuah Shleima. Those that haven't taken ill should not take ill, and the Rebbe should grant Barachmo that the greater Refuah provide us with medicine and means to protect ourselves from getting ill, to cure those that become ill, and that be Korum. Shortly, the Rebbeinu Shalom should be barach about all of us. We'll be zeich, in fact, to come back to enjoy each other's company, to learn Torah face-to-face live, not only virtually, but in actuality. The Rebbeinu and I wish all of you a good Shabbos, and a healthy Shabbos. And I should mention tonight's share was dedicated by Yudis Nathan to the memory of our brother, Shalom and Tzvi, who's your side is today, and Yudbei Stephen. Should be a schus for him, for his aliyas neshama, and for all of Klal Yisrael. Rabbeisai, looking forward to seeing you again after Shabbos, and have a very cold.
Be well. Thank you.
Yes, good night.